In order to assess the accuracy of public statements made by or on behalf of Mr. Bates in respect of improvements in safety associated with the location and operation of fixed and mobile cameras, it is first necessary to assess the extent of any improvements in road safety in Dorset 2005-12. So there's a paragraph about efficiency of speed cameras in Dorset. Data from
Just because road safety is improved doesn't really, you know, link one to one to speed camera enforcement. There are a multitude of other things going on. So you can't, it says here improvements in safety associated with the location and operation of fixed mobile cameras. It is necessary to assess the extent of any improvements in road safety. So it's linking the two together one to one.
Can I just lock you in on this because otherwise we will be here for 10 hours.
Yeah.
You have made a specific complaint against the Chief Constable.
Yeah.
And they are that the Chief Constable, Martin Baker, misled the public in respect of the improvement in safety associated with the location and operation of fixed and mobile speed cameras in Dorset. And the second was that the Chief Constable, Martin Baker, misled the public in respect of the improvements to safety and the costs and revenue associated with the operation of the Dorset Driver Awareness Scheme.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense? That's your two complaints.
Well, yes. This is as much as
I've
got.
That's all I'm talking about today.
Well, okay.
I'm not here to argue with you, because it would be an argument, because I don't know the answers as to why KSIs and deaths in Dorset have gone down. All I know is...
Well, hopefully someone does.
The No Excuse campaign has worked. And as you said, there are a multitude of reasons why KSIs and deaths are going down.
In fact, it depends how you look at it, because up until No Excuse started, KSIs were on a nice downward slope, as they had been going back in history. From 2010, it's flatlined, and deaths have gone up every year. So, yes, you can look at it one way and say it's improved things, but you can look at it another way.
There is an academic debate.
Say that it hasn't.
There's an academic debate on both sides.
Yeah.
The position the force took and still takes now is that speed enforcement and enforcement of the other fatal four elements is effective, and there's an evidence we rely on a body of evidence that says it's effective in reducing casualties. You may not agree with that. There are many people that don't agree with that, but there are many people, including academics, in senior leaders in policing, road transport engineers, that do believe that. I don't think we're here to have an academic debate.
We have to look into whether Martin Baker misled the public, whether Martin Baker took that assertion, was misleading the public.
He may not agree with his assertion, or you might have a different view on the evidence that he based that upon, but your complaint is that he was misleading.
And picking up James's point, if you speak to the Transport Minister, which I have, you talk to the Highways Agency, which I have, everybody has a different view nationally and locally as to why KSIs, because nationally KSIs are going up and have been since 2010. And I, for a personal view, I think it's directly related to the funding. It's not rocket science. Everybody's cutting back in relation to the road safety programme, because government funding has virtually stopped. But I've got nothing to back that up. That's just my own subjective opinion. The Transport Minister would argue with me, and has argued with me. Everybody's got a different view, and we're not here today to establish that, quite frankly. We're here to establish, did Martin Baker, as Chief Constable of Dorset Police, mislead the public? And that's what this investigation centres on, and that's what my conclusion centre on. So I hope that helps focus what we're doing.
Okay, but those two points alone don't deal with
the issue. Mr. Belchamber, you've been fighting this issue for 10 years.
Yeah.
I'm aware of that.
Yeah.
And I'm fully aware that even before I go through this with you, you will continue to campaign against this. I'm sure you will.
Well, only where there are inaccuracies, like this particular, this is why I stopped here, because it stands out like a sore thumb to me. You know, statements like that shouldn't be a part of a professional report, because they are in themselves, you know, simplistic and not possibly entirely true.
Okay, so I didn't write the report, that's the problem. I'm not a road safety expert. I'm a police crime commissioner commissioned to undertake an investigation, and I've asked someone else to investigate for me.
Right.
And I can't answer what you just said. I'm not the author.
Well,
to be fair, he's talking about data that is fact. He's saying data from Dorset Road State indicates between 02 and 12 there's a 28.5% reduction in collisions. That's a fact.
That's a fact, yes.
So I don't understand what you're talking about.
No, that is a fact. But in the previous paragraph, what's stated is misleading. Because, as I say, it's linking the improvement in road safety one-to-one to the operation of fixed and mobile cameras. That is wrong.
In your opinion?
No. So you were saying that that 28... No, hang on. So you're saying that 28.5% is purely as a result of speed cameras? Nothing else?
Of course, there's a whole range of things.
Well, it's not one-to-one then, is it?
It's not saying one-to-one is the only factor.
Well, it either is or it isn't.
We're disagreeing on this.
I don't think I'm disagreeing either.
That there are a multitude of reasons why people end up killed or seriously injured on Dorset Road.
Yeah.
And there are a number of things that we can do in order to improve those casualties. And that is effectively what we're saying. Each set of circumstances is completely different. But what we do know is there are measures that we can take that can improve people's safety on the roads of Dorset.
Hmm. All right. Well, probably best we move on.
To be fair, I think we are all agreeing. I mean, firstly, nobody in this room wrote that paragraph. Secondly, what the paragraph's saying is, in order to see what Mr Baker did, let's just firstly look at what the figures say from 2005 to 12, and the figures say it went down. And if you actually look at the last bit of that paragraph, because what we're saying is between those years, statistically, 28.5% reduction in collisions with lead resulting in a KSI, he then in bold says, the partnership says, we achieved a 30% reduction in KSIs. Well, that's not that dissimilar, is it?
Now that is fact, okay, that there has been a 28.5. That is fiction. We as a partnership achieved. How can they possibly say that?
And I'm going to stop you there.
Right.
That is not a part of this complaint. If the partnership issued a press release, that is not Martin Baker's problem. You've alleged Martin Baker misled people. The partnership is not Martin Baker. It isn't.
Well, yeah, but this is the other problem I've always had. This thing's been like nailing jelly to a wall. Whenever I grab hold of anything, you know, it magically disappears and it's somewhere else. You know, there's no one, it seems, taking responsibility for the whole thing. You know, taking a question, giving an answer.
Well, I understand that, and I understand your frustration. But if I were to share with you, I was in a national meeting last week where there was a staggering amount of road safety partnerships nationally have all dissolved.
Yeah.
Now a third of this country doesn't have a road safety partnership.
Yeah.
We're hanging on by the skin of our teeth.
Yeah.
You're talking about nailing jelly to a wall, and hopefully this won't happen, but within a year, what probably will happen is that this county won't have a road safety partnership. You won't have any jelly to nail to a wall, because all of the different partners won't be sitting in one group. That's what's happening nationally. Essex have just lost theirs. Hampshire have lost theirs. All these partnerships are folding. So you're complaining, saying, I can't nail jelly to a wall. What I'd say to you is the jelly itself might disappear.
Yeah.
It is nationally, because the funding is gone.
Okay.
So I can't change that. I'm not saying I'm happy with it.
Yeah.
But that's the fact.
We are splitting hairs here. The partnership have achieved. The partnership were given a target by the Department for Transport to reduce casualties over a 10-year period. We've been given a target by government.
Yeah.
And you achieve the target. That's what they mean. They've achieved the reductions in casualties that was set out by the government, elected and democratically elected to do that. The other thing that we're getting ourselves mixed up over is this academic debate. My daughter writes Cochrane reviews about kidney failure, and